Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Crowder was in Costa Rica for the last 4 days with some fishing buddies, some old NFL players, some old Gators teammates. And he's got a great story of...
Culture.
The difference of vacationing or living in Costa Rica versus here. In Costa Rica, a very beautiful country. Yeah. But I didn't know this. What did you tell us before the show?
In the big cities of Costa Rica, like San Jose, you know, the capital and stuff, they have, you know, they have infrastructure. They have sewage. They have, you know, electricity. They have all that. Out in the mountains, because that's where a lot of the, because it's the big, it's a island, and it just, the mountains run straight into the ocean. There's mountains out in the middle. It's a beautiful country. They have septic tanks. They don't have sewage. They're up in the mountains, and there's the per capita is not big enough to do a sewer system.
So now, you were there how many guys?
It was me and six other guys, seven of us.
And you guys rented a big house.
Rented a 9-bedroom house. It was on the mountainside, a pool. It had a pool table, ping pong table. It was a beautiful house. They have family get-togethers there. They have family reunions. There's three houses on this property. A 30-bedroom house.
Just a luxury mountainside property.
They told us some rich drug dealer had his money put somewhere and he needed to spend money, so he started building all these houses, and then sooner or later people bought them from him. But they're all septic. So you know how you sit down? Well, when you do Airbnb, the people come and introduce you and tell you little stuff about the
house. Here's the little nuances of the house.
This is the security system, because you had to ding people in. When the guy came to get you, you had to, you know, to push the button and let the guy in. So while we're sitting down, it was me and Vernon are doing, all the other guys, you know, playing pool, hanging out, listening to music. Me and Vernon are sitting there listening to the guy.
You're the adult in the group.
Because Vernon was responsible for the accommodations, and I was the entertainment. I was the fishing guy. I had to talk to people, figure out what kind of fishing we're going to do. So we're sitting down with the lady, and she's telling us, this is the ring system. You know, you'll be able to see the camera here. Push this button. This is if the electricity goes off. We have a lot of storm surges. Just click this up and down. It showed us, you know, regular stuff. And then she said, don't put any toilet paper in the toilet. I said, what? She said, no, we're on septic. We don't put toilet paper in our toilets because that's extra stuff just to sit in the septic tank. And the septic tanks here, they don't pour and have them pumped or whatever. They just have to naturally leave. So then we're like, so if we go number two, yes, put it in the garbage can. Put the toilet paper in the garbage can after number two.
So now, is there a lid on the garbage can, I'm hoping?
It's one of them little spin lids.
Ooh.
It's not a seal if that's what you're getting after, where the smell's going to stay in. And you know I got IBS.
Right.
So this cut me deep.
Yeah, it can't be clean.
And I was like, what happened? So then she says it again.
So you pressed her on it. Like, I'm hearing you correctly. Like,
yeah. And it's a natural language barrier.
And you're a country guy. Have you heard? Like, you had to have been at places that have septic tanks, though.
I poop in buckets on the boat.
No,
like,
I understand.
I'm not a real guy. Like, you know. A scary dude.
But the notion of wiping and then putting it in the trash can next to you.
And then staying in the room with it.
Right.
Like, there's a room to your bedroom.
It was like a diaper, you know, when you would change a diaper. But then you would take that stuff out so quickly. I would never leave that stuff sitting in the room.
Those things they have now, it's called like a diaper daddy. You
right,
it
almost seals it.
It seals it as it goes down so the smell doesn't get out. Like, diapers, they make an effort to make... you know, receptacles
and
that
so you
can't smell it.
You pressed the homeowner on this? Like
the whole time.
I'm getting this correct. Like, wipe and then here in the can.
I actually went to the bathroom and I was like, I took a wad of paper and I was like, this, well, no matter what's on the side, goes in the garbage, not toilet, garbage. Yes. And so then we had to ask, like, what if we do put it in the toilet? Like, what happens?
Muscle memory.
Yeah, like, I just didn't know, like, is it going to blow up? Like, what happens if she was like, no, it'll clog a toilet, and...
then you got problems.
And she said, she's like, and it's real strict, because people go there, like, the family stuff and what we're doing, like, a lot of fishing groups go, but bachelor parties go.
Right.
And then she was telling us that groups of, like, senior parties, 20, 18-year-old kids go down there to fish and stuff, and there's no
drinking. Not senior citizens, like, senior high schoolers.
Senior high schoolers, so 20, 18-year-old, 19-year-olds in a house by themselves. She was like, stuff gets crazy and torn up. So each cigarette, if they find a cigarette butt anywhere on the property, is $10 for every single. So if they find 100 cigarette butts, It's $10 per. What is it? $1,000, whatever that would be. $1,000. Like, she would tell us that. So she told us that earlier. We were like, nobody smokes cigarettes. We were like, it's cool. Then she was like, for each toilet that's clogged that we have to unclog throughout the weekend, it's $100. So if you use toilet paper and your toilet gets plugged, and then, you know, we put the deposit down and we talk to all the guys, we're like, hey, if your toilet gets plugged, you coming out your pocket. We're not paying, you know, Vern put deposit out. Vern was like, I'm not paying for y'all to go to the bathroom. So if y'all's toilet get plugged up, you're not, you know, you're going to have to pay that $100. So we came to, it was a talking point throughout the whole weekend.
But were you able to do that? It seems like it would almost feel weird.
What started happening was there was a whole bunch of bathroom garbage just lined up on the back, like the backyard. Because once guys went to the bathroom, they would pick their garbage up and take it outside. Like, you don't want your room smelling like crap.
Because you were telling us before the show started that they would clean it for you. They would send a maid in, but just in the morning.
She'd get there around 9, she'd leave at 11.
So if you went to the bathroom at noon,
you got, what, 20, 21 hours of stink? And then the rooms aren't, like, honeymoon suites. These are bedrooms.
Right.
So you're close to this bathroom, and therefore you're close to the stink. So it got bad. It got nasty on that side. This was the funny part, the culture change. So I fell right into the culture. I was going, okay.
Hey, I'm in.
Fellas, let's save some money. Throw your tissue in the garbage. It's 4 days. Deal with it. You know, pick it up, take it outside. We're cool. You know, whatever happens, happens.
Let's embrace Costa Rica. This is how we're living.
And, yeah, so money side and just the embracing of it. Let's have a good time. Let's do whatever they need to enjoy it. So we bought in, and I bought in. I'm a team player. I bought in. I bought into Costa Rica. Then we got on the boat.
So you guys rented a boat to go fishing.
A big sports fisherman, but these are the ones with, like, the beds underneath it, the bathroom.
It's a legit deal.
Had two bathrooms, actually. Up there has the inside air conditioning, had the dude cooked right there, had an oven, like a gigantic boat, nice boat, 50-foot something. And so, like I said, I have IBS. The captain told us, you know, hey, this is how your door works. This is how this works. This is how that works. You know, the refrigerator's here if you want to put drinks. The beer's here. The wine's here. They had all the stuff. It was all everything set up already. He didn't address the bathroom.
But you know, because you're in Costa Rica.
We're leaving Costa Rican marina. These are Costa Rican cultural rules. The boat had a flushing system and had a tank. It was a boat, normal boat.
Right, but you didn't want to offend them.
I was caught up in Costa Rican culture.
Right.
So with my IBS, I was the first one to go downstairs to the bathroom.
So you get on the boat, you have to go to the bathroom, huh?
Right away. As soon as I got on the boat, but we get to ride, and we had an hour ride. We went 40 miles that way, like hour 15 ride. We bumping and going. I drank coffee. I had a dip in.
It's all percolating.
The stomach got to roll.
Yeah.
So I go down there, take care of my business, put the tissue in the garbage. Like the lady at the resort told me they do in Costa Rica.
Gotcha.
That's the culture. I bought in. About 2 hours later, the captain has to go. It's one of the triple-decker boats where the captain's up top captaining. Then he had to go to the bathroom, so he had to come down and have one of the mates go up. So we're all out on the back deck. We're, you know, smoking cigars, drinking beer, just hanging out. Captain comes out there hot. Who poop in the trash? Who poop in the trash? I say, what? Who poop in the trash? So we're looking around, and I knew it was me.
Right, but you don't want to be.
But it's six other guys, and he doesn't know who did it because he was way up there. So I'm not going to raise my hand, so I'm going to act confused like everybody else is acting confused. So I started acting confused. So then nobody's answering him. That's poop and trash. Who? That's poop and trash. He's going crazy.
And a valid question by him, right? You know, he's got a luxury boat. You guys seem to be some wealthy individuals. A valid question.
And I don't know exactly how to say it, but it got to a point with him yelling Spanish words so much that he just continued over and over and saying, pee-pee en indoro, a poo-poo en indoro, pee-pee en indoro. And he yelled it 10 times. So then even like, we'll catch a fish. We caught a big tuna. Got a big tuna, got him up. Yes, guys, yes, yes, yes. Oh, beautiful, beautiful tuna. Poo-poo en indoro. Pee-pee. Though 8 hours, his only concern was about who poo-pooed in his damn garbage can.
It seemed to be fair, though, right?
How can you tell me Costa Rica, you put your toilet in the garbage, and then now a Costa Rican boat, you put it in the toilet?
But you can imagine his surprise when he goes downstairs to go pee-pee, and there's poo-poo. Wait, is that toilet? Indoro? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, inundoro.
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 All I heard was indoro. Indoro. Poo-poo in indoro. And the tissue in indoro. Everything, they say B. Everything in doro.
That's you? Everything? Is that you talking to him?
No, no, no. That was him. He said
everything.
Because we like pee, poop, and then he was like, what,
so you went you went over everything with him at that point. So pee pee. Where's the pee pee go?
In el toro.
And the poo poo.
In el toro.
The tissue.
In el toro. Everything in el toro.
I could see where it'd be confusing for you though, because you were just at the house, no poo poo, and an
Endoro. So how that Costa Rican house is different than Costa Rican boat?
I was confused. I made us all look bad, and I ran everybody out of the downstairs.
That's so great.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to give that to DBJ this year. See if you can cut up the sound that Crowder just did and write down on your list. I don't know if Valero shared the list with you, but poo poo and Endoro, pee pee and Endoro. You think he'll say that during a football broadcast?
I hope so. But it was funny though.
Oh
the
God.
Different cultures.
How
was
the
funny.
Fishing?
That was crazy. It's like fishing in a fish tank.
If you follow Crowder on Twitter, it's official Crowder, I think, right?
Yeah,
official Crowder. Crowder on Twitter. He posted a bunch of pictures and video. There was one video I think I saw of you guys on the boat, and it was just pods of dolphins or something, right?
Yeah, we actually, which is, I've never done this before. You know, remember. Remember, this is pretty cool. Remember when the whole tuna, when you're eating tuna, you're eating dolphin, and they used to call dolphin-free tuna, dolphin-free. Dolphin and tuna run together. They swim, like dolphins swim on top, the tuna swim under them, because if there's any fish on top, the dolphin chase them down to the tuna, and the tuna eat them running from the dolphin and vice versa.
Very symbiotic relationship.
It's crazy. So these dolphins, we see a gigantic pod of like 300 dolphin. I don't know if they're pod, I don't know what the hell they're called. But they're out, and it's a bunch of them, they're migrating somewhere. And the dude sees him, and he gets so excited. Underlay. Start telling him, bring the poles up. We got to go. And we just ride with the dolphins and catch. And you can look down. The dolphins are jumping. If you look past the dolphins, you see the school of tuna under them swimming. And you just got to get in front of the school.
The dolphin was cool as hell. The dolphin just jumping out of the water was cool as hell.
And they just, like, they were close. A couple guys grazed them. They were close enough to the boat that if you leaned out and just waited, you'd have one come up far enough that you could slap his little fin. But then we were sitting there catching tuna. The dolphin is swimming around. The tuna are too big for the dolphin to eat. But the dolphin are too smart to eat bait. The tuna are dumb enough to eat a lure. So you fish in the middle of a pod of dolphin. It was awesome.
How cool is that, yeah. Man?
No, if you get a chance to go to Costa Rica, go out there and go fishing. It's amazing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.